to like being up top? What does that sound like?
First of all, wasn't my first time, actually. I've spent 4 years in the box, so it was good to get up there with the other coaches and help those guys understand what I needed from them, be able to call the game from a different platform than I did the last 2 years prior to coming here. So it was all amazing from that standpoint. And that's the part that Q does. He wants you to try everything. He's not pencil in a box, same that we do with the players.
What have you done differently that helped you in terms of being on top, in terms of as opposed to being on the field? What did you see more?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it was differently. I just think that from the standpoint of the communication was the same. It was the same far as when you've been around the game for so long, the game looks the same. When you're looking at it, it's very, very slow. From that standpoint, because you're paying attention to the small, finer details. So I think that was another thing. One of the benefits is that you get the instant replay. You get it right there in front of you. Like, you don't have to wait to see the jumbotron, so that was cool. But outside of that, it was standard procedure.
I know most of the time when we see out here, the energy, you know, that you display, you know, towards your guys, towards everybody, but specifically towards your guys in the box, I imagine they can't see that, feel that, except for
what difference for me is you're in a cubicle. So that was different where you couldn't show that much emotion. But, you know, it was a blessing in disguise because you had the opportunity now. I was saying my message to one guy, and you've seen that guy passing the message along with the coaches. So it was an amazing experience. Football, you like it, love it any way you do it. So I can't even, football, you love it any way you do it. Upstairs, downstairs, in the parking lot, doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter. Upstairs, downstairs, guess what? They have a different color on, we can play anywhere.
What did you make of Tax debut?
I thought it was pretty good start. Remembering the first time that you were a rookie going out in your first experience, he went out, got a long way to go, but it was a good start for a guy that's coming along and has been battling back.
Coach, how's the coordination coming, you know, between the, you know, different levels of the unit heading into this third game?
I believe you guys see it. You guys see it as well, from the standpoint of each layer depending on one another, the brotherhood that we display as far as what we do offensively, defensively, special teams, those things. The cohesiveness is coming together as a bond. We're starting to lock our arms tighter. So that's really cool to see.
So much is made about the offense playing into the third quarter. Is it important for the defense to get their reps as well?
I know Q probably told you guys this, but it's a plan for every player that we have on our team. So whatever that player time is, and you hear him say this all the time, the standard doesn't change. So we're excited from that standpoint. For the guys to go out and battle is just another opportunity for us to do that, display that part, and continue to get the small things better, the small details that we talk about and that is always reiterated with everything that we talk about. So that's what we're excited about. So whichever guy ends up being out there, how long they're out there playing, we'll be excited about it.
So just ask Matt the same question about the Cardinals defense and it being such a good test to get that side of the ball ready.
As you guys know, barring the injuries, Carson is one of the elite quarterbacks, regardless of what anyone says. He wasn't the number one pick just because. He still has a very strong arm. He has nice receivers outside and the running back, both running backs, enough said, you know, from that standpoint. So it's a great challenge from that standpoint to be able to go against guys with this high-rated offense. They spread the ball around. They're tough in the run game. It's going to be a big challenge.
What do you still need to see from the guys competing for that fourth and fifth quarterback spot in the next two games?
I think in general, like, the overall standard. And what is that? That's us staying on top. Not letting the ball go over our head, coming in, battling every play, and also battling on teams. You know, that's what that position upheld. So it's going to be exciting. That's what training camp is about. That's the exciting part. You don't know who, and you don't know when, but you're excited to see at the end of the whole journey who stands out.
You're holding that ball pretty tight when you let it go.
High and tight, never.